It would be fun to fly. I wonder why God made birds for flying. But we have to be boring and just walk.
Well, you can fly too, but in a different way. Let me tell you all about it. Have you ever wanted to fly? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. If you've ever wanted to fly, well, guess what? So have I. It would be so amazing to soar high in the sky just like an eagle. And do you know what? The Bible says you can fly, sort of. Isaiah 40:31 says this, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And that's what our story's about today. Let's listen. It's called Soaring Eagles. Julie loved watching the birds with her granny. There were so many colorful species to see, and her granny knew the names of them all. "It would be fun to fly," Julie said as she watched a bright red cardinal take off from the bird feeder. "Can you imagine soaring into the sky like a bird?" Granny smiled. "It would be fun just to see what it's like, wouldn't it?" "I wonder why God made birds fly and we just have to be boring and walk." Granny chuckled. "He must have his reasons." Julie watched another bird take off and fly through the sky, and she put her arms out like wings. "You know, the Bible does mention something about us flying," Granny said. Julie glanced at her. "It does? In Isaiah, it says that those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings as if they were eagles," Granny said. Julie's eyes widened. "Does it really?" "Yes," Granny smiled. "But I don't think it's meant to be taken literally. It's not saying we'll physically fly. I think it means that when we put our trust in God, it will feel like we're flying because of the strength, hope, and joy He gives us." Julie turned toward the window again as a beautiful orange oriole landed on the feeder. She would love to fly like a bird, but she was glad God had made her a human. A few days later, Julie and Granny took a walk to look for birds. They saw many beautiful species fly about before Granny pointed excitedly toward the sky. "Look, an eagle," Granny said. Julie's eyes widened as she watched the huge bird soar gracefully through the sky. "Wow, that's what God can help us be like?" Granny nodded. "Because we trust in Jesus, we can soar like that strong eagle. Jesus gives us strength to face life's difficulties, and one day when He returns, He will give us new bodies that will never grow tired or weary." "Wow," Julie said again. It was fun to see how much larger and more majestic the eagle looked than the other birds, and it was amazing to know that God could make her soar just like it. Well, what about you? Have you ever seen an eagle fly? The Bible says that those who trust in the Lord are like powerful eagles that can fly through the air without growing weary. Whenever we feel tired or weak, we can look to Jesus for strength and remember the hope of eternal life we have in Him. Trust Him to give you strength, hope, and joy so that you can soar like an eagle. Our key verse, once again, from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
"But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint."
And our key thought today, God makes you soar.
Hey, Zach, how can you know Jesus is with you?
Hi, Isaiah. I'm so glad you sent your question to me. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus told His disciples that He would be with them even until the end of time. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.